From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. It's arm-twisting time for California Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders. They're set to vote this afternoon for the transportation funding deal they announced last week. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, it's not yet clear there's enough support to get the deal through the legislature.
The governor is trying to round up lawmakers for one of the most unpopular votes a politician can take, raising gas taxes and vehicle fees.
I know there's a couple of people who are worried about voting for taxes. This is a fee for the privilege of driving on our roads that the people pay for. And we got to keep paying for them, otherwise they're not going to work for us. It's just that simple.
Republican Assemblyman Vince Fong argues the state should spend existing funds on road repairs.
Over the past 6 years, general fund spending has gone up $36 billion, and none of that money has gone to roads. What Californians are asking themselves is, we pay one of the highest gas taxes in the country, and our roads are poor. Where did our money go?
Opponents are fighting hard to kill the deal, or at least delay the vote until after next week's legislative spring break. Only one Republican is open to the bill, so nearly every Democrat would need to vote for the deal to reach the supermajority needed to pass the legislature. The governor and Democratic leaders appear to be working on side promises that would not be voted on today, but would be fulfilled later this year, either in the state budget or in separate legislation. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
So why not use current money to pay for California's crumbling roads and bridges? Republican state lawmakers say that approach would be far better than the proposed gas tax hike that the legislature could vote on as early as today. Governor Brown's administration says, however, the existing money is already set aside for education, health care, and other social services. Dipping into it would lead to deep cuts. The proposal by Brown and top Democratic lawmakers would raise the gas tax by 12 cents a gallon, the diesel tax by 16 cents per gallon, and impose a new fee based on the value of a driver's vehicle. It would also place a $100 charge on emission-free vehicles. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. Why not support us during our spring fundraiser going on now? You can do that by visiting donate.krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.